The Fishing and Outdoor Report is brought to you by All Out Marine in Allenton, your marine experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, and Regency Boats, a family-owned independent dealership just off of Highway 41 and D at Allenton. And by Pernod Hazy Meats of Juneau and Pernod Premium Meats of Johnson Creek. See Pernod's of Juneau for deer processing. We kick off the Fishing and Outdoor Report heading over to Madison, and that's where Pat is hanging out at DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison. It is an ugly day. We're recording the Fishing and Outdoor Report on Thursday morning, and there is snow, there is rain, and it's just not a great day to be outside. But Pat, with it being the end of March, the beginning of April, we're going to have this kind of weather, and we've got to be looking forward to the things that are coming up.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it is still March today, so, you know, it's Wisconsin, and we're going to get weather like this, but it'll melt quick, and the sun will come out, and we'll have some warm weather on the way, and the fish will start moving.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you told me off air that there are some people that are at least trying to get out and do a little bit of shore fishing.
Oh, sure. Yeah, up here on the north side at the 113 Bridge, Cherokee Marsh, people are starting to fish for catfish there. I haven't heard much in the way of reports. Crappies should be moving through there pretty soon, too, heading up into the Cherokee Marsh itself to spawn. And then all the little inlets and shallow bays around town, they're holding fish right now. And that's, you know, they're looking for that water that warms up first. So they're congregating in the shallow water. And people are definitely catching fish. It's just, a slow time of year in general.
Yeah, now, Pat, you've fished that area for a lot of years. I'm talking about the Madison chain.
Sure.
We've never really talked that much about, like, the different lakes and what they're kind of popular for when it comes to fishing. Let's just kind of run through a couple of the lakes. Like, let's start with the big one. Let's start with Mendota. What does the majority of fishermen want to go after when they're out on Mendota?
Mendota's got a fabulous fishery. It's really well known for big pike, so a lot of people go there to target those. Smallmouth bass, it's a great smallmouth bass factory, especially in the fall. Target some of the main drop-offs and reefs and stuff like that, and catching a 20-inch smallmouth is not uncommon. It's also a great walleye lake, so there's good numbers of fish, and occasionally you can catch a giant on Mendota, and of course the perch population out there, especially in the winter, is a main draw for Mendota.
Yeah. What about Monona? Because I think Monona, we know about a couple of areas. Typically, we see a lot of fishing by the near bridges there.
That's right. Mendota's got a great walleye population and panfish in Monona Bay and around those bridges. You see a lot of panfish get caught there every year. But Monona's, I would say their main draw is the muskies. They've got a great muskie population, and some real giants have come out of there in the last few years. You know, over the 50-inch mark is not uncommon ever since they started stocking some of the Leech Lake strain of muskies in there. It's really become a destination spot in southern Wisconsin for muskie.
Well, that's awesome. What about Wabisa as we go a little bit south of the chain?
Sure. Well, Bisa's got also a great panfish population, a good pike population. There's muskies in there, walleyes too, perch. They get them out deep, especially in the winter. It's a good, can be a good perch lake, but, while Bisa's just a great mixed bag lake where you can really get into anything. A decent crappie population down there, too, which really isn't as common on Mendota or Monona.
Okay. What about as we get down to Caganza?
Caganza is a really nice, clear lake, and again, a great population of walleyes in there, and some good pike action, and the panfish around there in the shallow bays and inlets can be really great in the spring, and it also has a decent perch population, good populations there to be caught out in the main basin in the wintertime, especially.
Okay, so obviously between Caganza, Wabisa, you've got Mud Lake. I guess that's just kind of part of the river, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely shallow water. Definitely attracts fish this time of year. So I'm glad you brought it up because, you know, getting into that, those shallow areas are where you're going to start to find the fish moving this time of year first as the water warms up.
Pat, I got to ask, because one of the lakes in the Madison area that does not get a lot of talk, at least from what I remember, was Wingra.
Sure.
What goes out there?
Well, Wingra is a fantastic little body of water, and it's most popular for the muskies that come in there. In the spring, they'll come up and swim up in behind the dam there, and they can get up in the lake itself, and it's just a fantastic spot to go and try to catch great, good-sized muskies in there, and they feed on just, it's full of tiny panfish, so it's a great place that you can take a kid and, almost be guaranteed to get into some fish.
Right. So. Would you call it like when you mentioned the kids, would you call that a pretty good starter lake for kids to get used to fishing?
Certainly, yeah. It's wonderful. There's the shoreline right along the zoo there. There's a boat launch, and, you know, there where the river itself comes out, or the Winger Creek comes out, it's there's water there and plenty of access, fishing piers and shore access. So it's really a great spot for today kids.
Hey, Pat, I know last week when we talked, we were talking about you guys starting to get a bunch of inventory. You were expecting a bunch of stuff last week. Did you get your shipments in?
I did. I've got a great fresh selection of Rapalas and flicker shads, hard baits and plastics for bass. I've got another big shipment coming in hopefully yet this week. And, starting to get stuff up on the shelves and filling the shelves out here a little bit.
Excellent. And for people that have not been to the shop before, where is DNS Bait and Tackle located?
We're at 1411 Northport Drive here in Madison. And, we're at the intersection of Northport and Troy Drives, right near the Warner Park boat launch, so a great access point for the lake.
Right, and if anybody would like to make a phone call, it's 608-241-4225. Pat, as always, thanks so much for spending some time with us, and we look forward to when we get to the real open water season, which is not that far down the road.
That's right. Yeah, looking forward to it, and good talking to you.
You know, when we want to know what's happening from a fishing standpoint on Little Green Lake, we've got our friend Todd that we talked to. Todd, of course, is joining us from the Landing Bait Shop on Little Green Lake. And Todd, I don't know what Little Green is like right now, but we are hearing reports around the area that people, when the weather's not as crappy as what it is today, people are doing a little bit of shore fishing.
Yeah, not on Little Green. We actually had some guys out ice fishing on Monday.
Oh,
there's still ice all around the whole lake. Shorelines are obviously gone now, but it won't be long.
Right.
We'll be into open water here maybe next week or so.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, weather like we've got today, recording this report on Thursday, it's snowy, it's yucky out, it's a day nobody wants to be outside.
Right. Yeah.
So when do you expect that, what's typically the time that the piers go in on Little Green?
You know, usually we try to get them in the second or third week in April.
Okay.
And then, you know, from there, then we get all the boats in. But, you know, as soon as the ice goes off, we'll get the launch pier in. That'll be the first thing that goes in. So hopefully within a week, that's what I'm kind of thinking.
Right. And typically, you know, Little Green is one of those lakes that obviously a lot of people like to head over to when it's musky season. But before we get to musky season, it's also a great lake for panfish, and early on, what typically is biting?
You know, usually after the ice out, it takes a week or two for those panfish to start biting. I don't know why that is, if the water temp or something, but, you know, and this year I'm assuming the crappies will be good. You know, they'll be coming into spawn, but they'll still be in the shallows. Bluegills will be in the shallows for sure.
That's right, yeah.
And then, you know, the guys can bass fish now year-round. So last year we had a bunch of guys that were bass fishing.
Oh.
Which I don't know if it's right or not, but they passed that law. You can catch and release bass all year-round. So
right.
A lot of guys went out and did that.
Well, you know what? I mean, if it's catch and release and they're having a good time and we're getting more people involved in fishing, I don't know if that's a bad thing, right?
But they catch a lot of other species other than bass.
Sure, sure.
Those are the ones that are spawning, and I think they should leave that stuff alone, but
right.
That's just my own personal view.
Yeah, no, I get it. So for those folks out there that are going to be eventually making their way up to Little Green Lake, where are they going to find you guys?
We're on the south side of the lake on Melmar Drive.
All right. Easy to get to. And typically, what hours are you guys open?
We're open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week.
All right. Well, I know that I will say it. I don't have to say it to you, but stay safe out there. You're not going to be out on the ice, I don't think.
I think everyone's done on the ice now. It looks pretty shaky. Yeah, those guys on Monday, it looked pretty nerve-wracking.
Yeah. You know what? I like adventure, but not that kind of adventure.
Little bluegills aren't worth dying for.
No, exactly. All right. Hey, Todd, thanks so much for taking our call, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
All Out Marine, your experts at local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency Brand Boats, and Mako Center Council Boats want you to stop in to see their impressive showroom. Order your 2022 models now, and All Out Marine will get you ready for the spring fishing season. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Visit them on Highways 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Tracker dealer. Dedication. That's what it takes if you want to make it big in the world of fishing. And dedicated is what Pete Huff is from Best Dam Bait and Guide Service in Beaver Dam. People might also say he's a little crazy. What are you? Are you out in the snow and you're fishing?
You can't catch them in your living room.
So, Pete, give us a rundown. We're recording this on Thursday morning. We've got snow. It's just the weather's bad. But you're actually out fishing because you're scouting today, right?
Yep. Going to scout here a few days. We have a tournament on Sunday, and it's for walleyes. It's the AIM Walleye Series, and just kind of covering water and just kind of searching today.
Okay, so let everybody know where you are. You're in De Pere?
In De Pere. Fishing on the Fox River here, anywhere from the dam basically to the lake. So going to try to break it down and see if we can't get some figured out here.
All right, so how does the tournament work? I mean, is it the most walleyes caught, the biggest ones? How does it work?
I believe it's your best seven. And you put it on a scorecard. It's catch, photo, release tournament. So you're not keeping them in your live well, and all of which are on a videotaped and on. You have to keep on an SD card, and it's kind of a good format for the fish.
Oh, absolutely. So early in the season, when you're fishing for walleye, like on the Fox River, what are you using, shiners, or what are you using?
Well, today we're staying away from live bait. Rip and Raps, everybody kind of is a go-to with that up here. Some plastics and just kind of, keeping the arsenal and the variety and open mind and just keep changing until we figure out what bait is best.
So what's the big difference when you're fishing for walleyes on a lake, like, say, for example, Fox Lake or Beaver Dam, and then you're out on a river? Because obviously with a river, you've got constant flow, right?
Yep, and definitely need heavier baits, sometimes bigger baits, because these are like a Great Lakes walleye, basically. They eat big meals, so you can use bigger baits than I typically would in a normal lake situation. Just a matter of just changing it up and figuring out what the fish want.
Right. Is that when you're out on a river, does depth make a big difference? Is it different from when you're on a lake?
Yeah, yep. Depending on weather, sometimes the fish will hold in them pockets or them holes where there's no flow, and then other times they're moving up. When the temps come up, they're moving up on that high, and especially at night, they'll come up on the top shelf, especially to feed and stuff, but just a matter of timing it. I mean, they'll be in different locations in the middle of the day compared to at nighttime.
Yeah. Pete, I know that you're pretty much busy year-round doing guided tours. Have people already been booking stuff for, the opener coming up beginning of May?
Yep. I've been booking May and June already, so yeah, definitely give me a call if you'd like to get out. You can call me at 608-609-2707 or find me on Facebook under Pete Huff for Best Dam Bait.
And, of course, the bait shop in Beaver Dam is open 24-7.
Yes, it is, and that's at 1132 Madison Street in Beaverdam, so stop on in, and good luck.
And hey, speaking of good luck to you in the tournament this weekend, Pete, and just stay safe out there.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
We wrap up the Fishing and Outdoor Report by heading over to Fox Lake. That's where Dave is joining us from Fish Tales. And Dave, I know you originally were going to be heading up to northern Wisconsin last week for a big fishing trip, but boy, it sounds like the weather took a turn for the worse.
Yeah, right at the last minute. I was all packed to go, and we canceled it at the last minute. And I'm glad we did, because it was really bad up there that for the whole weekend, basically.
Sure. You know, with they snow and a lot of winds and not fun conditions. We've got some of that stuff going on today, but, you know, we are going to be eventually getting into some better weather. And I'm guessing that you're probably looking, what, maybe the second week of April, where people will really be able to get in some decent shore fishing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be in the 50s, you know, Sunday, and I'm sure it'll be, you know, heating up as we go. But, you know, right now it's right in the middle of, you know, the transition period, and it's tough to do anything right now.
Well, and there's a lot of people that are sitting at home jonesing. I mean, they just want to get out and do some fishing. But this is a great time to kind of reconnect with their supplies. And
well, that's a big thing. I spend so much time. I restring all my rods.
7.72, medium light.
I restring all my rods. You know, redo my tackle. You know, it's just a good time to get all that ready.
Right. What are some of the things that, besides restringing, I mean, is this a good time to kind of really look over everything to make sure that there's no problems? Is this a good time to be, like, you know, looking at going to Fish Tales to restock everything?
We have all of our summer stuff out now. So, you know, and supply and demand again, like every year, but this year is going to be a little different. It's going to be hard to get stuff. So, you know, if you're looking for something now, I would recommend getting it. We'll have stuff all summer, but, you know, things that are new and things like that are going to go quick.
Right. And there are some new things that I'm guessing are coming out that have, when you see new things coming out, are you looking at it like, geez, I wonder if that really works? Or do you know that there's a lot of science behind it, that there's good products coming out?
Yeah, there's going to be new products every year, and some of it just catches fishermen, not fish. But there's plenty of good stuff, and they're always improving on, you know, things. Even if, you know, you have your basic Rapala lures and things like that, there's new products coming out all the time that are unique, and I mean, they do work.
Right.
So, you know, we have a lot of custom made stuff here. We have some vendors that make custom chatterbaits and plastics and crankbaits and all that kind of thing. These are products you won't find anywhere else.
Right. And that's pretty cool. And you guys have that stuff available? Is that stuff specifically like for Fox Lake, or does it work anywhere?
It works all over.
Okay.
It's, you know, we have these three guys that are local, and the stuff they make is incredible. You won't see it anywhere else, like I said.
That's awesome. So for folks that are heading up to Fox Lake, eventually going to come on over and go maybe do some shore fishing, Fish Tales is easy to find. It's right downtown. But what hours are you guys open right now?
We are open from 6 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 till 5 on Sunday.
Beautiful. Always a pleasure to get caught up with you. I'm glad that you decided to stay home, Dave, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, hopefully I'll have a report.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, bye now.
Today's Fishing and Outdoor Report was brought to you by All Out Marine in Allenton, your marine experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, and Regency Boats, a family-owned independent dealership just off of 41 and D at Allenton, and by Pernit Hazy Meats of Juneau and Pernit Premium Meats of Johnson Creek. See Pernits of Juneau for deer processing.